You know, being a writer, I mean, because using words, but even for a writer, comes a moment when he is totally at a loss of words. Because the words that ought to be used for this occasion have been misused so often that they have almost lost their meaning, their color, and have turned into some kind of tired cliches. But when I say that it is a great loss to not only to Urdu literature, not only to Indian literature, but to the world literature, believe me, I am not exaggerating it at all. Maybe there are many countries and many languages which are not familiar with this great author, but we Indians are at a certain advantage. We read French literature, we are familiar with modern American literature, English literature, German literature, writers, we are familiar with the names of those Italian novelists or German novelists or French novelists of 20th century. And when I say that, I am not exaggerating at all that Quratul and Hadar was not smaller, if not bigger than the best of 20th century. The kind of work she has done, I mean, it is only because she was born in a third world country and she wrote in a language which is any imperialist power. So maybe her novels have not reached everywhere. But I'm sure the time will come when they will reach. I mean, they are the kind of canvas her work has. It's totally unprecedented. At the age of 33, she wrote a novel, Darya, which means a river of fire. The novel starts in Gupta period, almost 2,500 years ago, and it ends after the independence of India. And the characters continue, and the story flows through different eras and different centuries. And every time, you don't get characters, because in her novels and in her short stories and long short stories and novels, it is not only the character that speaks, it's the time, it's the era, it's the culture, it's the civilization that speaks of that time. And you get familiar. I mean, like I was talking of this river of fire, where a Buddhist monk and a Brahmin scholar are discussing philosophy. Obviously, only a writer who is familiar with both points of view and is comfortable with that is able to write such kind of discussion. And it goes through Sultanate, it goes through British time and so on, and you see not only the characters, but the whole Indian civilization is encompassed in one novel. Her other novels, I mean, cover two centuries, three centuries. Even when she is writing a short story or she has written a novelet, you can see that this story is not only of one person, but she is giving you a segment, a slice of the society of life. Quratul Ayn Hadar was a genius in real sense. This word genius is used generally very carelessly, and whenever we want to use a superlative, we say genius. But I know what is the meaning of genius, and I'm using this word with total responsibility. It is a great loss, and I feel sorry for those people who read fiction and they have not read her.